6 minutes when a whole bunch of radio stations join us. The top UFO disclosure expert, Dr. Stephen Greer, will be joining us on Trump's statements that he's about to disclose. The UFO alien file, Bill Clinton's statements. We have Obama's statements a few weeks ago about aliens are real. What is about to happen? Talk to Stephen Greer in just a moment. We'll continue on your calls after he leaves us. And with all of the asymmetrical warfare that's being prepared. Right now, let's take a few more phone calls. Jody in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm calling you. I'm going to take a different view on things. I'm looking at Mamdani right now. What the one thing that happens is that if there's some sort of terrorist act in New York City, his security clearance will shoot sky high. Then we have to wonder who's in his inner circle, because now he's getting information that most, you know, city leaders don't have or would not have access to. My second point was looking at the Canadian-China mix here. Canada has pretty loose trading with Cuba, and Canada also has very loose, you know, well, semi-loose trading with China. The access between Canada and China to Cuba is taking place, I mean, right before our eyes, 90 miles off our coast. I just see it as, you know, everybody's focused, and rightfully so, on this. But one thing about Donald Trump is that he will hold his cards so close to the chest. There's one thing about a man of vanity like that is that he will pay you back tenfold. Make all the hype he wants you to make the hype right now about the Epstein files. He's going to hold off. You cross, he's one of those guys that you cross, he will pay you back. And maybe he's causing us to make that hype on the Epstein stuff and then release everything. But silence is, in this case, is...
Well, I mean, I know this. The stuff coming out is horrible for the Democrats and leftists. They've arrested the king's brother for basically espionage. They've arrested the former British ambassador to the U.S. I mean, we're seeing some arrests over there. They know how serious this is. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the points. Let's go to Angie in Indiana. We're going to go to break and come back with our guests. Angie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm calling from Patriot, Indiana.
That's awesome.
How are you?
You know, I'm just, I'm watching everything escalate and get crazy. And well, Elon Musk says he believes the singularity begins this year. I don't know if that's true, but boy.
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the Greenland ship that's on its way right now. When our two hospital ships are right now being worked on in harbors, that's not a hospital ship on its way to Greenland. What do you think is happening in Greenland right now? Is this a recovery mission, or is this to do with all of the what would you call it, depopulation efforts that the deep state's done to the Greenland?
Why don't you
women?
Be specific? I saw the thing about hospital ships. Why don't you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So yesterday, the White House put out whatever you want to call it, a meme or whatever. They have a hospital ship, just like they did in New York and L.A., en route to Greenland to help the sick people of Greenland. Greenland came out. They said there's no sick people. So what do you think that ship might be en route going to Greenland for? Is this to...
I mean, it sounds like some kind of, like, gesture, you know, idea, we're coming to help. I mean, there are a lot of people also sabotaging Trump with horrible ideas. Like, they tell him, attack Canada, make fun of them when we win games against them, have a rivalry with Canada. That's what kept Carney in power. That's what kept the globalists in power. Terrible idea. We said it last year. They went, that globalist party went from 15% to 40% support and won. So it's just bizarre. I mean, Greenland's taking care of itself, doing just fine, ally with Denmark. Trump wants it for security issues. I get all that. We already have a deal to have bases there since the end of World War II. We liberated from the Nazis. So it just sounds like another insane cockamamie thing out of this administration. That's all I can say about it. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
He's well known as the most prominent extraterrestrial UFO disclosure experts, drstephengreer.com, filmmaker, bestselling author, you name it. And he's been saying the last few years that big disclosure is coming, but there are a lot of different factions and groups involved. Then you have last year Trump's chief scientist in multiple speeches, and the Pentagon making similar statements. We can now manipulate time and space. Now Trump confirms we've got all these super weapons that I can confirm are real. And that doesn't mean China and Russia don't have some pretty nasty stuff too. And then you've got congressmen saying, yeah, I've been briefed. There's five underground, there's five underwater alien bases. These are credible Congress people. And then you've got all the layers of this, folks. You've got all these prominent congresspeople saying, oh, we've been briefed. You know, most of the, quote, aliens are really interdimensional or coming through that way, which is the mathematics shows that there's all these dimensions, you know, basically packed on. And as we learn more about physics, there aren't a lot of atheists anymore. Let's just say that. So Dr. Stephen Greer joins us to talk about this. Trump announcing he will release the UAP-related files, but are they actually giving him everything? What are the different agencies? We know they all are separated. Right. The dangers of the disclosure narrative being hijacked and turned into a threat. How some elected officials are being given the wrong information on what the NIH and you know, all these operations are. A version of the future, a vision of the future. Dr. Greer's upcoming events. So, Doc, thank you for being here. Obviously a momentous time to be alive. You've been talking about this for decades and decades and decades. So where would you like to start today?
Well, I think the main thing people need to understand is that we've been doing this for about 35 years. And it started when I briefed President Clinton's first CIA director on this problem. And that's when I realized that the chief executive and the CIA director at that time did not have access to what people are calling the UFO files. But it's much bigger than that. It's really what happened in the late 1950s. It was a quiet coup d'etat, where Eisenhower lost control of these projects to corporate interests and military-industrial complex interests, as he called them. It's gotten worse and worse. And since 1990s, when we started the disclosure effort, it's really actually worsened, because the reverse engineering of extraterrestrial technologies has gone on apace with no one intervening for 30 years. And now we're learning that they're being used, these technologies, by humans in all manner of skullduggery.
And let's be clear, you're not just saying that. Eisenhower, in his farewell address, 21 minutes long, said there's a scientific technological elite that has seized control and is the main threat. They control the military-industrial complex. He didn't just say beware the military-industrial complex. He said beware of this group that's in control of it.
Right. And that group is a group that has continued on. Now, we know who they are. Some good news on this front. But, you know, what you're seeing on the media, and on the internet is a tip of the iceberg of what we're doing. So we have a special forces team that is working with me that are going around getting more of this evidence. We have 750 plus whistleblowers. We have over 150 black sites on a map. These have been turned over to the administration and to some members of Congress, as well as to federal law enforcement. There are criminal investigations open. We're talking the largest RICO, racketeering influence corrupt organization in the world is behind the UFO secrecy. But I think what's more important for people to understand is that the president ordering the Secretary of War Hegseth to look into this won't make it happen. I am going to say this on camera right now. Mr. Hegseth and Mr. Trump, anything you need, my group and our special forces team that include Delta Force, Green Beret, some Marines, are ready to give you everything we have. And what we have put out to the public, here you'll see the summary of the briefing documents, about 350 pages. But we have over 20 terabytes of data. And we will give that to you. We don't do this for free. Everybody knows we do this for free. We don't get charged anybody. Members of Congress, same thing. Now, here's the problem with Congress. They've been having dog and pony show fake hearings up at the House Oversight Committee. And what that is that they have never issued a subpoena. And we're asking that the people that are on our list be subpoenaed. Because
and we've also had the bad guys flooding them with fake defense contractor people that lead them down rabbit holes.
Yep.
I've had all these Congress people call me and say, what's real, what's not? And I told them, look, I'm not the expert on this, but I said the stuff I'm watching is rabbit trails.
Well, here's what's fake. They're presenting this as a threat when, if they were a threat, we would have been charcoal in 1945. There's no extraterrestrial threat. What there is that there are man-made UFOs. That's about 80% of them that people see that are a threat. And they have been used in kidnappings, abductions, murders, drug running, child trafficking, human trafficking, and we can prove it. This has now all been turned over to federal law enforcement. I think the administration is aware of the problem. They're having a sort of a gut check since the materials that we've gotten to them over the last year. But the big question is, people have to get realistic. You know, back in the day when Bill Cohen was Secretary of Defense for Clinton, he was trying to look into that. And this same issue, he came up goose eggs.
So in 97, he told the Pentagon in a speech, it was in the Army Times, he said, we've discovered governments, corporations, and groups that have weather control, tectonic weapons, and other weapons.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. And so imagine a rogue group, not under the control and supervision of the people or the people's representatives with that kind of technology. It is an existential threat to life on Earth. But the big problem is they have the capacity to further ratchet up a hoaxed threat from outer space. And the other here's the other problem. You got three things going on. I want to be real fast on this. Number one, you have the actual extraterrestrial issue, which there's no evidence any of them are hostile, but they're not happy with how we're behaving, frankly. Number two, there are things from other dimensions, not extraterrestrial. So the fact that there are extra dimensional beings, those are different non-human intelligences than extraterrestrial biological entities. And there are people like Congresswoman Luna and other people who have been gaslit deliberately confusing these issues.
No,
and
I totally agree. So you've got third dimensional creatures. That would be the aliens that we see as that. But then then we got the more common or more thing that's more prevalent. Well, that would be the interdimensional.
Yeah. Here's the problem. You know, when I was at the Vatican back in the 90s, when Pope John Paul was the Pope, I met with his senior theologian and he laughed. He said, look, neither angels nor demons need flying saucers. We're talking about a whole different thing. But the physics, you're right. When you're going beyond the speed of light, you're crossing from one point in space-time to another through dimensions. And so there is a phenomenon overlap between extra-dimensional or interdimensional beings and extraterrestrial by virtue of the nature of their technology. But this has been deliberately pushed to people like Tucker Carlson, to people like Congresswoman Luna and others, to confuse them. It's an obfuscation. It's a diversion tactic that the intelligence people keeping this secret keep doing. And of course, the biggest announcement is that the technologies that are behind how those objects move have been reverse engineered, and they've been reverse engineered for decades. And they have been used to simulate alien events when, in fact, it's man-made.
100%. What is your approximation? What is your approximation of how far? Why is the U.S. so far ahead, or are we ahead, or compared to China and Russia? We have any idea how much stuff they've got?
Yeah, well, they do have technologies, and we have had confirmed from a special forces team that a triangular man-made UAP did go down in Russia. Another one went down in northern Iran that was destroyed on site and blown up, so nobody get their hands on it. However, you know, our entire defense budget and homeland security and intelligence budget is like $1 trillion. It's 10 times more than the next biggest countries combined. And so we have the ability, let's say you have a 20% embezzlement rate on $1 trillion. There's at least $200 or so billion a year going into these illegal projects. But then you have the other revenue streams. Drug running, for a fact, have been used by the same organization. Human trafficking. They've been taking children and torturing them at black sites. And now we know where they are. I mean, I know I'm saying some very disturbing things, but
yeah,
this
I've been following
is
you 30 years. I've never heard you this hardcore.
No, this is serious, and we have the proof of it, and federal law enforcement has the proof. So now how this all plays out is to be determined. We're very much concerned that Mr. Hegseth will not get the information he needs, or he'll be getting a combination of facts and fiction.
Yeah, let's
or myths.
Explain that. Everybody thinks Trump or Hegseth or whoever magically get everything. I've got, you've been a doctor and other employees. If your employees aren't behind you, you get nothing. They are so good. In fact, it's in the WikiLeaks and other documents, and they're all about keeping Trump in the dark, bubble wrapping him, giving him disinformation.
But the truth is, it's not even that. The top tier people around the president don't have access either. I mean, one of the big mistakes, and the ones who do, are part of a criminal operation. I'm going to say something here that's shocking. It's going to shock everyone who hears it. I won't name who it is, but there are a couple of key people around the president in the intelligence community from his team that are compromised with blackmail files. And that is a huge problem. We know about it. We're trying to figure out how to resolve it. But this is another matter that has been handed over to federal law enforcement investigators. But it involves some of the real linchpins of gatekeepers to the president of the United States, this president.
Wow. So what's third? I know you got your report to Trump last year. I confirmed it. I told people in the White House, you got it to his people. That really helped them a lot. And we show the report public on air. It's available on your site. And that seemed to accelerate all this. And the word is they're worried about waiting till July. Trump wanted to do this on July 4th. Is that wrong? And I'm hearing from my sources he's bringing out earlier because they've got a counter narrative. What do you think Trump is about to reveal, and why is he about to reveal it?
Well, this is the big problem. There's a big debate there trying to how do you disclose this? Now, I have published a sample speech that we've given to the president. It's in that briefing document you showed a moment ago. And that would be a positive event moving humanity forward. If it is revealed the way some recent documentaries, like there was one that came out, Age of Disclosure, and it was all done by operatives of this cabal, of this organization. And that film always presented the subject as a threat to the national security. But they didn't say the threat was coming from inside the house. The threat's coming from these covert illegal programs, not from the non-human extraterrestrial intelligences. So this is how easily the public can be gaslit. The most senior guy at the CIA for 45 years on this, I know personally. And he said that rat pack that have surrounded themselves into the media, and that you'll see on 60 Minutes, you'll see on Fox News, you'll see them comporting themselves sometimes with Don Jr. Hanging out. Those folks are giving disinformation, not just misinformation. What we're trying to do through our military team and direct whistleblowers who've handled the craft, who've been at sites where we've shot them down, is to get the president and his people the truth and not the fictional narrative. But we don't know at this point, I'll be honest with you, how this is going to play out. My biggest worry by far is that the president gets brainwashed in the wrong direction and puts this out as a threat, or when he handed this off to Hegseth, Hegseth starts looking into this, and through official channels, he comes up, it's a dry well. He hits nothing. And so we have to be sure that doesn't happen. This is why I wanted to go on your show. And I have one of his Hegseth friends is on our team. But I think the public needs to know this is not a done deal in terms of how it comes. If it comes out the wrong way, I have stated very directly at Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere that it will be 1,000 times worse than the botching of the COVID pandemic and all the mistakes that were made then. So this will be 1,000 times worse. Now, if it's handled well, it would be one of the more unifying events in human history. We could announce a real golden age of technology and energy. Eventually, 15, 20 years from now, we could be off oil, off nuclear, off transmission lines.
And let's be clear, you said this 35 years ago, but it is confirmed everywhere. We do 10 hours on this. They have all this basically limited energy. They have all these technologies that are clean. It's being suppressed as disruptive. No, what's disruptive is suppressing it. It will free humanity to do everything, and it's time to do it. And so there's really, why do you think we're reaching a point now where this is coming out? Like, why did the Trump's chief scientist say we can manipulate time and space last year? Why is Trump coming out and saying we have a lot of secret weapons, which I know they do? So, I mean, so it shows he has the inclination to bring this out. The question is he being given the real information?
Yes, and I think we're giving him the real information. I'm sure there are other people giving false information. And the question is, who is he going to listen to? He's the commander in chief. He's the president. So it's not something I can control. All I can do is tell the truth. Now, what's important to remember is that these technologies, you know, Ben Rich, who was president of the Lockheed Skunk Works, on his deathbed, the week he died, told one of our researchers, a very well-regarded aerospace historian, James Goodall, that anything you can imagine or have seen on Star Trek, we already have, and it's not at Area 51. It's out at the Lockheed Skunk Works, and I have been there. You know, just before I was almost killed a couple years ago, it was a terrible accident. You may have heard about it.
Yes, sir.
But I was there and filmed in a classified chopper the opening of the underground bases there up in the Mojave Desert out in the Edwards Complex, near the Edwards Air Force Base Complex. And I've been to other sites since then. And now we have people at these black sites coming forward with real information. Now, they don't want to be known publicly, most of them, but they are giving us the details, including the GPS markers to the entrance. And this is where you have extraterrestrial craft, man-made craft, and I hate to say it, human slaves that have been abducted from poor countries that are working, as well as a few living extraterrestrial organisms, bodies.
By the way, wow, so, living aliens. Let's go back to that, but I want to just say something.
Yep.
This used to come out before the corporate news was totally controlled. I remember 20 years ago, 10 years ago,
right. It'd
be like, Halliburton got over 100,000 men from Africa and Asia and has them as slaves in the Middle East. It used to be like BBC, like, they really use slave labor. Like, this is, why is that?
Because Yeah, well, we know the sites where this has been happening. For example, one of our new whistleblowers.
Well, that's it. Where do all these slaves go? They admit they grab them. Where do they go? They go under.
Well, some of them perish in human experimentations. We know this. There's a program, whether it's called psionics, where they try to get people to be hooked up to drugs and machines to use consciousness to track and hijack these extraterrestrial vehicles. Sounds crazy? It's all true. And those people usually die during that training program, children as well as adults. And we know where this is going on. We have direct whistleblowers giving us this information who are currently in the system. So it's very important for the people to realize this is not just about UFOs and ETs or what have you, or other dimensions. It's really about the fact that the worst people right now have these technologies. Now, the reason this is all changing, to be honest with you, Alex, is that they realize there are so many whistleblowers coming forward. We've given all that to, like, when Marco Rubio was co-chair Senate Intelligence, he received all this material from us. That's why they started having the breakthroughs. I was in the SCIF and gave it to the top investigators there at Senate Intelligence. So there's a critical mass of this coming out. And there are people, therefore, kind of like rats jumping the ship that's sinking. There are people now wanting to pivot to the side of disclosure and not get caught up in a treason and RICO.
Exactly. So it's exponential. Let me ask you this then.
Yep.
What are the bad guys going to do if things continue to start going against them? Like, what are their, what dirty tricks can they play? Like a false flag and then blame the extraterrestrials?
Yes.
That's what I'm concerned about.
They could. It could be like,
just be clear logically. If the extraterrestrials want to blow us up, they've already done it, like you said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, when they first really got concerned, when we detonated the first atomic bomb, we had vacuum tubes and they had interstellar technologies. Hello. I mean, if they were just nakedly hostile, it'd be over. But it sells movies, it sells books, and it sells defense contractors. That's what they did to Ronald Reagan. The colonel who was on the team selling SDI, Star Wars, to Ronald Reagan, before he died, told me personally that they fictitiously said there was an alien threat when they knew there wasn't one.
Was that Bob Bowman?
To get that money, Colonel Holman.
Yeah.
Colonel Holman,
yeah.
Great guy. And so, you know, this has been going on for decades. I mean, Reagan was 40 some years ago, right? So I think one of the problems is whether or not this president, and I think he has some people around him who are astute enough to see through the disinformation, but we don't know yet. And we're not going to know until how he takes this out. Now, this organization that have these technologies, yes, they could hit a button tonight and the skies would be filled with UFOs that are ours, but it would fool everyone. And even the men that are on the retrieval teams, and we're talking Delta Force people who are on the teams that actively down and retrieve the actual extraterrestrial vehicles, have told us the ones coming out of Raytheon and Northrop Grumman and Lockheed are so good, they're almost indistinguishable from an extraterrestrial or an alien one. And so never mind the general public, never mind politicians in Washington, how are they going to know the difference? Right. So I think that this is where they're going to need to have our expertise, but not just mine, but the hundreds of whistleblowers who have been hands on these things, who want to help. And unfortunately, Congresswoman Luna has become unfortunately more and more of a lunatic on this. And instead of getting people in front of a hearing sworn under oath that have any information, she's had people who are secondhand and hearsay. And
well, maybe you can help her. Let me ask this: we got a break.
We've given her the whole list. I've given that committee our entire list. Everybody, 750 people.
Let me ask this: we got a break. Just a brief question. Just to study ancient, texts, when all the ancient saw is all similar and the future stuff. It looks like interdimensionals are always wanting to destroy us, at least the ones that are willing to engage us, because obviously a higher order would not try to get involved in free will, and that they're working against the plans of the third dimensional visitors who have this thing for peace and a future and expansion. These guys, interdimensionals, are what you call the demonic. Is that in general, or have you ever seen anything good that's interdimensional?
Well, I mean, interdimensional would include angels, would include people who passed on to the worlds of light. After they die, which I died when I was 17. I've been there personally.
Stay right there. Dr. Stephen Greer, stay right there. DrStephenGreer.com. Follow his books and films there. Amazing information. Big picture. Yeah, but I get it. There are good interdimensionals, but they're not usually involved as much as the bad guys in our dimension. I think that's where I was going. We'll be right back with Dr. Stephen Greer. This is riveting information. Regardless, we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. Magic is just something people don't understand. Okay? A cell phone 100 years ago will be seen as magic. It's technology.
Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible, and we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexyokestore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultramethylene blue, at thealexyokestore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of.
How is Alex doing?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man.
Him and Joey
lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
it's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it, my wife takes it, everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I remember being out at Monument Valley when I was about 8 years old. We camped there for about 5-6 days in the middle of winter. I remember it was so cold in the tent, we slept in the van, and there would still be from our condensation frozen ice on the inside of the van with my mom, my dad, me, and my sister hadn't been born yet. And I remember my dad wanted to go there because he had a telescope and he had binoculars, big binoculars, and we just sat out there in the freezing. And my dad's like, see the satellites going by? And my dad, smart guy, doctor in astronomy, and he would say, and I remember a couple times we saw things doing things up super high, and he goes, yeah, that's some type of secret government vehicle probably, or maybe aliens. I mean, we've seen this with our own eyeballs, folks. We're in a huge universe, all this wonder, and the biggest discovery ever is where we came from and are we alone? Obviously, all the ancients said we're not. You read the Bible, it's all right there, craft landing, all of it. The preachers go, oh, that's not literal, but everything else is literal in there, we're told. No, I mean, it's all clear, but suddenly you have Obama coming out a week and a half ago saying, oh, yeah, aliens are real. Then later saying I was joking. Trump said you shouldn't have declassified that. And then the reporter says, well, he has a right to. He's the former president, which is true. So this is a big moment. I mean, you know we're building towards something, and Steve Greer's really been vindicated in all of this. And then I want to ask him about the head scientist saying, yeah, we control time and space now. And I talked to a lot of military people. They say the same thing, where they've sat there on missions doing things. And it's like the aliens, wherever they are, interested. And something will come in. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big. And it it will go, you know, 20 miles and they don't even see it move. It's like 20 miles, 20 miles. It'll just 100 miles. And so most people in the government don't know whether it's aliens or us or what it is. But the point is that we know suddenly after 47, all of our technology just explodes. Everything accelerates and America has the lead. And Eisenhower says we have a technological elite that's taken over the military-industrial complex. So beware that. So here's a clip of Obama and then Trump responding.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
Where are the aliens?
You need both. You need all persuasions. No discrimination.
Something that got a lot of attention this week. Barack Obama said that aliens are real. Have you seen any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth?
Well, he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that. You know,
so aliens are real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not. I can tell you he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that. He made a big mistake. He took it out of classified information. No, I don't have an opinion on it. I never talk about it. A lot of people do. A lot of people believe it. Do you believe it, Peter?
If the president can declassify anything that he wants to,
well,
so
maybe
if you
I'll
want to
get
make
him
an
out of trouble. I may get him out of trouble by declassifying.
We know illegal aliens are real.
Yeah, illegal. Only illegals.
So earlier, and you got caught up on the break, you talked about, we have all these former senior military saying the same thing, creatures right. alive at Area 51. But what I know is a lie from Obama is they admit declassifications that the Skunk Works is involved. There's all sorts of underground complexes. They fly people in from Vegas every day and fly them out. There's other bases all over the place. So the idea that there's no underground bases and that's crazy, that alone is a whopping ridiculous lie. Please respond to that.
Well, actually, he's a lawyer, and you need to listen to what he said very carefully. So what he said was 100% true. And let me tell you why. This is going to be shocking. He was never granted access through channels and therefore through a top secret briefing. He got this. I have it right here. It's the president's briefing document from 2009, the first year he was president. He got a lot of information from people we were networking this to, including John Podesta, his guy who set up the whole cabinet for Obama. But he never personally got anywhere. And the same thing had happened to Bill Clinton. So, again, they had information. He's right. And it was proven to him that we weren't alone. However, as president, he didn't get anywhere. Now, the thing about Area 51 is important. That was that's just a grid on a map near at Nellis Air Force Base. The Area 51 area was active decades ago, 50s, 60s. The big action now is north of there in Area 52, 53, 54, up by Groom Lake, Pahoot Mesa. We have people who have actively been there on this issue. And then far north, further north, there are some helo bases and underground bases where they respond to our downing of extraterrestrial vehicles using electromagnetic pulse directional energy weapons. So he really actually, the thing that he might have said that would have been a little bit classified, but he wouldn't have gotten it through channels. If he didn't get it through top secret channels, he didn't violate anything. But see, this is a nuance that no one is talking about.
No, but that makes perfect sense. They keep presidents in the dark. Yeah. We know that.
Sure. And that he was no different. And Bill Clinton was no different.
So they told him no underground bases there, even though a novice can go research declassifications, they've got underground stuff there.
Right. And see, but that's not violating national security if it's open source. Now, remember, all the top secret information I have, and a lot of it is stamped top secret, because we declared these programs illegal, unconstitutional, after it was proven to me that key people in the Congress.
Classification is, if it's illegal, it's not classification.
Correct. You can't claim, you can't use the law saying something secret when you yourself are part of a criminal conspiracy.
That if Epstein was CIA, he wouldn't be in trouble. They're above the law to rape kids. I mean, just a side issue. How do you make all the disclosure now? The Epstein stuff, all that. Why is it all coming to a head now?
Well, I think that it's unfortunately somewhat related. And one of the things I had warned a friend of the attorney general is not to step into the Epstein quagmire until she knew what was in the files. Now, unfortunately, I know what are in a number of those files. And I know a former general and a former national security advisor to a previous president who actually is aware of the audio and videotapes that are being used to blackmail key people. And I know who the key people are here in Washington that's happening to. Now, this is not my main focus, but this is what you call a blackmail file, a honeypot. And that's what Epstein Island was. I think it was a Mossad CIA honeypot. And they trapped a lot of people. They had hidden cameras. And the next thing you know, you get powerful people who are puppets on their string. So this is a nasty bit of business here. So the group keeping the UFO subject secret are also the ones that have been playing these honeypot games, let's call them, and entrapping people due to, of course, the foolish things they were doing. But nevertheless, it can be used to coerce cooperation with an agenda. And this is very dangerous. You do not want people like that in the Congress.
You're saying the FBI, DOJ, the Mossad, CIA, obviously MI6 involved, clearly we know this, is using the Epstein files for blackmail, including the UFO file.
Only a select number of people part of that cabal or organization. It's a mistake to think that the FBI director
these real spooks are in corporations, governments, they're in everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And that's how they're called, non-official covers or NOCs, N-O-C's. And I work with a number of NOCs who, by day of their credentials as they work for a big corporation, they're actually assigned out of a covert program at JSOC or CIA that are dealing with this issue and keeping it secret or misleading people or blackmailing people or threatening people. I recently had a top secret whistleblower who was present at the Northern Nevada test range where we had downed ET craft, and he wanted to leave that program. And he subsequently was abducted. It was like a robotic gray alien. It was so fake. Anybody with a grain of sense, who's not some cultist in the UFO world would know it's fake. But the fact is that, when he wanted to come forward with everything he had done on that retrieval team to the Senate Intelligence Committee and to the Pentagon Aero Office, and the day we were buying his ticket, he looked at his phone and it was filled with child pornography that they had embedded all over his computers. And they said, "You will never see your two young boys again if you take one more step towards doing this." So, look, there are so many criminal things going on that we have handed over. Now, what I'm getting a little bit irritated by is why haven't there been any arrests, right? Because here, maybe they're trying to get people who are in charge of that organization to peacefully transition over to telling the truth and putting the House back in order and the Constitution back in place. But really, when it would keep you awake at night if you were to debrief some of these military witnesses and Delta Force guys who've dealt with the torture of children and experiments done on people and all kinds of manner of things that are connected to covert programs.
Absolutely. Why do you think then they've arrested the King's brother and Mandelson? We'll put that back up. The former U.S. ambassador from England.
Right.
Why is there moving today the U.K. on this?
Well, I think because those people aren't sitting atop sensitive intelligence directorates and information here in the States that, could be very bad. And I think one of the questions
it's a show, a demonstration frying some minions.
Yeah, tokenism. Yeah, some tokenism. They're tokens and they're expendable because Andrew wasn't in line to be the king, and the gentleman who is the ambassador, he's an ambassador. They come and go every couple of years.
And we know Charles doesn't like his brother because he was the favorite. So it's basically fratricide.
Well, I didn't even know that. I don't think the king is involved in that, frankly, because I know people in the family. But I do believe that we're looking at a situation where this information about UAP is coming out. When I was on your show last year in March, I brought a chart. And I showed that this is a big transnational criminal organization. And the UFO issue and the technologies that go with it are the crown jewel. right, of it. And let's not also forget, there are technologies that can open a vector into other dimensions and open sort of a window for weird things to come from other dimensions, not extraterrestrial, to come into this dimension.
And would that be CERN?
I mean, they have, no, way beyond CERN. And these are very high.
What is CERN then?
Well, that's a, you know, physics experiment.
I know it's a super glider, but I mean, what's the real use?
Yeah, I think it's actually a cover for something else going on. So, and a lot of the money, you have to ask the question, some of these boondoggles that cost billions, do they really cost that? Here's the deal. It's like a B-2 stealth bomber might cost actually $200 million to make, and they charge us $2 billion. The other $1.8 billion goes out the back door.
Absolutely. That goes back to Reagan, $500, $800 hammers or something else. So let me play this clip. So this is Michael Kratsios. This is the chief scientist for Trump last year, saying we control time and space. And that goes directly to what you're saying. So here's the clip.
We seem to have lost focus and vision, to have lowered our sights and let systems and structures and bureaucracies muddle us along. But we are capable of so much more. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
And he goes on. So what are they talking about there?
Well, you know, I don't know specifically what he was referring to or whether he was read into some of the tech we have that Ben Rich of the Skunk Works, Lockheed Skunk Works, talked about. But yeah, I mean, you look at technologies we have that we are capable of altering space-time. We can cause something to literally vanish from one point in space and appear at another, and not just on a particle or atomic basis, but on a macro basis. So those technologies that have been perfected by these human covert programs, imagine them in the hands of sociopaths. So one of the things you asked earlier we didn't get to about, you know, the effects of lower dimension and consciousness affecting this world. One of the problems is most people on the planet are basically decent people, but there are what are called high functioning sociopaths who want power, who want money, who want control. And those sociopaths are dark, and they will therefore be influenced by the dark, as opposed to people who see a different future, a bright future, a beautiful future. And I think that it has to do with, what is the old saying? The world is as you are. So if you have those dark proclivities and you have that sort of egotistical dark interest in accumulating power, wealth, and control.
They impress that on the system, and that's what it builds. So how does AI tie to this?
Well, I think AI is like any other technology or tool. If it's in the wrong hands, it could be very harmful. If it's in the right hands, it's very useful. And the same thing is true of all technology. You know, I make this analogy that as an emergency and trauma doctor, I've seen knives, you know, be used to put butter on your bread or slit someone's throat or stick it through the left ventricle of the heart. I've seen that many times. So the question is, what's going on with the consciousness of those who have the technologies? And this is where the good people of Earth need to come together with leaders who are good and see a good future, a golden future for the planet and for humanity, and make sure that the worst elements don't, because even though they have huge power. Now, let me tell you something real quickly that's one of the problems. And this happened to me in the 90s, where I was at the Pentagon briefing the head of intelligence for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Wilson. And at the end of the meeting, he said to me, he said, look, the best thing I can have access to is a B-2 stealth. Now, this is 1997, April 6th. And he said, but the organization, human organization that have these technologies, they have craft and aircraft and spacecraft and technologies that can do circles around my B-2 stealth. He says, it's checkmate. He says, I can't do anything about it. And so he threw his hands up. So now this is a problem now for this president and for Hegseth. You're dealing with covert programs that their technology trumps, pardon the pun, or exceeds anything the legal U.S. government can get.
So couldn't Trump, again, make the real announcement, tell everybody, checkmate them so they don't launch a false flag and blame the aliens, and then send in the military to grab all these bases?
Yeah, part of one of the executive orders that I recommended that I gave, that was given to him, to the president, involves standing up a strike team. And we've already identified the leaders.
So explain, we're talking about a coup against the deep state.
Yeah, it would be an exertion of the rule of law by the government and citizens of the United States, but it can be done.
So a declaration of independence against the scientific technocratic elite that Eisenhower warns of.
Yes. And the question is, would it need to be kinetic, meaning involving force, or would the very presence of moving on it cause them to capitulate? So what we hope is that it'd be like a bloodless revolution, right? Now, my ancestors, my mom's ancestors, were the first prisoner of war with the British. So, you know, sometimes things get tough. But the truth is, we're in a situation where this is all to be determined, and it's what are the advisors around the president going to tell him. But more importantly, people like Mr. Hegseth are going to have to avail themselves to channels of information, not just through the chain of command. Because we know from past CIA directors, secretaries of defense, that going through the chain of command often leads to a dead end because there's no there. These programs are operating in a parallel secret government operation that most of these leaders are never allowed to see.
But it does look
including
like everything.
Including the president. This is where Obama was right when he said there must be a vast conspiracy if this is true. But there is. And he knows that. He just didn't want to go that far.
So let me ask you this question. Undoubtedly, yeah. Everything's accelerating now. Why is that? Because they know the Chinese and the Russians are making breakthroughs, or what's happening? Or the aliens?
Well, they have had breakthroughs. No, they've had breakthroughs for years. I think it's the you know, look, I mean, we've been pushing this ball up Mount Everest for 35 years. But I think it's reached a critical mass, is what I was saying earlier, of whistleblowers, information. There's also an older generation of these people who are dying off or retiring, like Mr. Cheney, who was part of this organization, keeping this secret. So I think that there's a number of combined forces. The big one that I'm worried about is that even though these extraterrestrial civilizations are not hostile, we have developed more and more powerful weapons that we're using against them. And at what point might they strike back or stand down those operations? So I think one of the things that's not being talked about properly in national security circles is that no one's talking about the extraterrestrial people, you know, and after they've lost 1,000 or more spacecraft and thousands of people and we've done all these things to them, even though they're always portrayed as the enemy, they're actually the victims. And you have these dark forces that are human as well, as you mentioned, interdimensional, that are not extraterrestrials, that are, you know, doing these things. But they're, I think, imperiling Earth. I think they're imperiling all of humanity because the cosmos is a very large place. And we by no means are at the top of the technological pyramid even now.
We're obviously interesting to advanced civilizations, but at a certain point, you know, you're nice to a rattlesnake till it gets in your house or climbs in your bed. But is it true, the reports we always hear about nukes being turned off or missiles being turned off?
Let's unpack that. Have there been occasions where an extraterrestrial vehicle has done that to warn us not to blow the planet up during the worst days of the Cold War? Yes. But are some of those events actually man-made UFOs playing games? Like David Fravor, who was the F-18 Hornet chasing the Tic Tac, you know, off California coast a few years ago, at all in the news. He swore that was an alien craft. It came out of the Lockheed Skunk Works. We can prove it. I have a Green Beret who was deployed with one of those in Syria that we have just debriefed. So the question is, when you say UFOs deactivated a nuke, was it extraterrestrial? Was one of ours? Now, let me give your listeners a shocking date. October 1954, a year before I was born, I'm 70 now, is the date that we mastered gravity control and gravity wave control. So imagine in 71 years or 72 years, how much progress has been technologically when there have been trillions of dollars thrown at this that neither the Congress nor the president authorized. So I think people way underestimate. This is the big risk here. What humans have and what kind of skullduggery we've been doing as humans using alien reproduction vehicles. In other words, man-made craft that look like an alien craft. So I think people at every instance have to be very careful. If it's post-1954, whatever that event was it extraterrestrial, or was it us?
Well, like you said, 80% of your research is human. So yes. To me, though, just studying science, even with CERN, the scientists had to create a strange little black hole, all that.
Right.
What about accidents? Like, kind of the Atlantean idea with all this technology. I'm surprised we haven't blown ourselves up yet with some mistake.
Well, there have been a number of cases where we would have, and the extraterrestrials have saved our bacon. I can say that on the record for a fact. You and I would not be speaking here if the foolishness of what humans have done in the last 80 years, if there had not been some quiet interventions to prevent it.
The Watchers, what names would you give them, or how many species, or what is it?
Well, there are dozens of species that are biological from other star systems, dozens. One of our people on the retrieval teams, who was back in the 60s, he's since passed away. He was an Army sergeant. He at that time said they had documented 69 different species from different star systems and planets. I'm sure it's much larger than that now. And, you know, the sort of the mythology is that you have the tall whites, you have the grays, you have this is all a fairy tale that's been pushed by psyops out of CIA and UFO people. But people are shocked because I'm actually about
to. Isn't it trillions of galaxies they've photographed now?
Yes, and look, our own galaxy has 100 billion star systems, and so there could be up to 1 billion Earth-like planets just in our galaxy, never mind all the other billions of galaxies. So I think that there's no question there's intelligent life out there, and a certain number of them have reached the ability to go interstellar.
And with these extraterrestrials, are like bird watchers, or maybe it's kind of dangerous to come by and look at these? I mean, is it all sorts of stuff?
Yeah, I think we're regarded as a very dangerous theater of operation, let's call it militarily. But I think that, you know, they're certainly hoping we make it through this sort of rambunctious period humans are in and make it to another.
Because no species would survive and not have that proclivity to peace.
Right. Oh, no. Here's the other existential crisis. Everyone talks about mutual assured destruction with hydrogen bombs and thermonuclear weapons. We're talking about technological systems that are way more advanced than that if they were weaponized into weapons. And so on the one hand, our civilization is stuck here if we don't bring out newer technologies that can replace nuclear and oil and all that. On the other hand, if we bring them out with the consciousness of war and conflict, it's also the end of the planet. So
all right, I know you gotta go.
This
got
gets into
break.
A very spiritual question.
Yeah. 2 minute break. I'm gonna just have you finish up the next 5 minutes, and then we're gonna stay right there. Dr. Stephen Greer is our guest. Right back to us.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is gonna change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant.
Absolutely.
Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, just going down, drinking it. But
so this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways, I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your it's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
If you
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.